You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Amy wrote in and said, we were so excited for the vacation we took at the end of July. We spent 8 days in Hawaii.
Ooh. Whoa, bougie.
Nice. In those 8 days, my husband broke his ankle playing beach volleyball, and I broke a tooth at dinner. We decided that people who injure themselves on vacation are the lamest people on the planet.
Oh.
What about you guys? Have you hurt yourselves on vacation? That's from Amy. Well, the answer is a definite yes.
You have?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't broken a bone. I asked Gretch about this. Before she knew me, she was on a vacation one time, and she broke a toe. And I said, which toe? And she goes, it was the little toe on her right foot.
Oh, the little piggy.
And I told her, I said, is there even a bone in there? You know, the thing is so tiny, especially her. She's got tiny toes anyway. It's like, is there even anything in there to break? She says, you have no idea. She goes, it's easily one of the top three most painful things she's ever had. So I guess you can break a bone in your little piggy.
Yeah.
And then coincidentally, mine was in Hawaii too. It was like a little over 20 years ago when I was doing snuba. Which, if you don't know what snuba is, it is, it's like a combination of snorkeling and scuba, so they call it snuba, where you have the tank of air, but it's not strapped to your back. It's on a little raft that floats up on the surface, and then there's a long air hose that goes down, so you're just wearing like the regulator and a snorkeling mask. And so you can go down, you know, 15, 20, 30 feet or whatever with the air tank still up on the surface. Well, anyway, my ears would not equalize. And so I caused some sort of trauma to an eardrum. So when I came up out of the water, there was blood coming out of my ear.
Sick.
It's like that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I have a pretty good idea that blood coming out of your ear
frowned upon.
Is not a good
frowned
thing.
Frowned upon, especially in the ocean water, the sharks will start circling.
And as I recall, it was an Easter Sunday, so we couldn't even find a place to like treat me. It was like hell trying to find some place to get into.
God.
Anyway, so that's mine. Have you ever injured yourself on vacation?
I threw my back out on my honeymoon.
Hey! Da-da-da-da-da-da. We're going to open this. So no, otherwise no.
I know somebody, one of our friends did a really fancy trip down to Mexico and they were doing like touring some sort of historical town or some BS like that. And one of them, the wife was looking down at the ground, like at the cobblestone and trying not to trip over the cobblestone road. So her head was down and didn't notice that she was walking up on like a swamp cooler that was kind of sticking out the side of a building for cooling, and it was rusty and everything. And she smacked into that and slit her like collarbone open with some of the rusty metal that was on there. And they had to spend like the next few days getting tetanus shots and in and out of like little ERs and things like that. And it totally ruined their vacation. Stitches and everything. That's horrible, right?
That's foul.
Thump. Just looking down, trying not to trip, and then that happens. Ugh.
I love that she would like her goal was to not hurt herself.
And then sure enough, wham.
Which is what that's funny. So it's your turn now. 303-691-1649. Amy says people who injure themselves on vacation are the lamest people on the planet.
No.
But I think it's most of us who have got a story. And you know you love the story about how you hurt yourself on vacation. She says she broke a tooth, and as I recall, that has definitely been a mind bender in years past about the number of people who have broken a tooth on vacation. So you're not alone, Amy. Quickly, I'm going to read this note from Anne. She goes, my husband was in Hawaii. Boy, this is three now that have taken place in paradise. She says, my husband was in Hawaii, went cliff diving with his 19-year-old son, dislocated his shoulder, almost drowned, had to have shoulder surgery because it kept popping out. That's Anne from Evergreen. And then she wrote back with a P.S. Oh, yes. And he lost his wallet.
Hey!
So,
that's good.
Salt in the wound right
there.
Let
me give you two more that came in from Katie and Celia. Katie says, boys, I didn't even make it on the vacation. I rolled my ankle really bad getting on the plane in Denver to go on a hiking trip in Montana. By the time we arrived in Bozeman, I needed a wheelchair to get off the plane. Our week vacation was ruined.
Oh, no.
Celia says, boys, my husband splashed me with some ocean water in the Bahamas. It had sand in the water. It got in my eyes. I scratched both of my eyeballs really bad because the sand got under my contacts. Ruined the rest of the vacation. Oh, I can feel that message.
Yes.
I can feel the burn.
You know, I was going to go to calls, but I'm going to read one more since you were talking about eyes. Listen to Susan's note. She goes, vacationing at Lake Champlain in New York. Had a seagull drop a huge runny poop splat square in my face. Now you might think,
so
oh,
far
big
so
deal.
Good, right?
Yeah. You might think, you know, no big deal. But wait, she goes, it got into my eyes, sucked up my nose as I screamed. Whatever small solid in the poop was a horrible irritant to my eyes. Had to go to the ER, get eyes and nasal passages irrigated and treated.
That's disgusting. It's like a fishbone or something, probably.
That's fantastic.
So gross.
All from seagull poop.
Seagulls are jerks.
Oh, my God. I knew this. These were great stories. Let's take April's call. April, what happened to you?
Well, I don't know if it was a vacation, but my husband was surprising me with our first Valentine's Day away. And he was trying to pack up really quickly and surprise me. And he cut his finger on a razor blade in a drawer, like wide open. And so I rush in the bathroom. I'm like, what's going on? And so I started cleaning up his finger, trying to help him because he was freaking out. And I turned out that I got like sick to my stomach watching it because I was like, okay, I can't deal with it anymore. I tried. And I ended up passing out. I had a glass of water in my hand trying to calm down. Passed out, hit my head on the coffee table, I hit my knee on the coffee table. That bumped my hand into my head, cutting my head open with the cup, and then fell back and hit my head on the back.
So did you go on vacation?
We did, yeah. Yeah, I was limping. I had to get a knee brace. I was did something to my knee.
Your husband couldn't high-five anybody.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, April.
So I was limping at dinner. You know, it was special, but.
Listen, as long as it sounds like something out of a movie or something.
It's like slapstick.
It's like a Chevy Chase movie or something. April, thank you so much for the call. Here's Kirk. Kirk, what happened on vacation?
I was on Coronado Beach with my son, and a stingray nailed my right foot.
Uh-oh.
She went all Steve Irwin almost.
Oh, I tell you, it hurts because when he sunk it in, it felt like he was trying to rip my foot off. And I walk out of the ocean down there in San Diego, and there's blood all over the place, and they treat you right there on the beach.
Do they urinate on it like a stingray? Or a jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
You put your foot in boiling hot water for about an hour.
Oh, my God.
I doubt it's but...
You're making that up.
No. I will show you the blue.
I don't want to see it.
I will show you, Kirk says.
Coronado Beach is beautiful, though. That's one of our favorite little beaches.
Until the stingrays attack.
I didn't know.
Kirk, that's great. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Jen. Jen, what happened on vacation?
We were actually not even on vacation yet. We were leaving my house at 3 o'clock in the morning to head to the airport, and I was carrying my one-year-old that was still asleep to the car, and I twisted and sprained my ankle going down into the driveway from the steps and scraped my ankle.
You're like the woman who's going to Bozeman and twisted it before they even got going.
Multiple people who hurt themselves leaving.
This is why you don't have babies, I'm telling you.
Jen, thank you for the call. Here comes Jack. Jack, what happened to you?
I was in Kathmandu, and I ran into a group of other Americans and invited me out to supper. And had a really good supper, and then the next day I came down violently ill, throwing up all over the place. So I went to one of the local hospitals and ended up coming down with hepatitis A, and I was like, how in the hell did I get that? And it turns out that these stupid Americans didn't bother to cook the food correctly, and all the food was contaminated.
That's horrible, Jack.
Jack, thank you for the call.
It's the most random call.
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis.
Now we got a hepatitis. Add a hepatitis to our list.
Can I give you another eye one really quick? Jenna wrote in. She says, boys, I was hiking the Nepali Coast Trail in Kauai, and the person in front of me who I was hiking with pushed a tree branch out of the way. I was not paying attention. It snapped back. Hit me in the face, punctured my eyeball. rest of the vacation, I was in and out of hospitals and eye surgeons, Jenna.
No.
Punctured eyes.
You know how wimpy I am about anything eye stuff eyes. Anyway. I just can't handle it. A couple more quick calls. Rod, how did you hurt yourself on vacation?
Man, first and foremost, guys, how you doing?
We're really good, Rod.
We do not have hepatitis nor punctured eyeballs. How did you hurt yourself?
Well, I was on vacation in Newport Beach a couple years ago.
You waited all that time, and then your phone dropped, Rod.
Just got right into it, Rod.
Here's Carl. Carl, how did you hurt yourself on vacation?
I was in Jamaica, and on the very first night when I was partying and dancing, I got a grade 2 sprain of my medial collateral ligament in my right knee, and it tore about 30%.
It's because you were probably high. Come on, you were in Jamaica. You were stoned out of your mind. You bought something from a guy on the beach and fell down.
No, that was later in the vacation when I needed pain medication.
Men dancing. It happens
Clumsy
every
Carl.
Time.
Clumsy
men
Carl.
Men dancing. Oh, they don't want to. Here's Joy. Off. Joy, what happened to you?
Hi. The first port of call on a 2-week cruise, I missed a step and cracked a little bone in my ankle. So I was in a boot, and I still walked up the Acropolis. I still walked the walled city of Dubrovnik, and among other things. And it's a great conversation starter on the elevators.
You're tough, Joy.
You're a bad person. Yeah, well, you know what?
What?
You're in Europe, and you want to do stuff, and so
you suck it up. Stuff.
I did, yeah.
You're a beast.
Joy, thank you so much for the call. You brought us joy today. You have a great day, okay?
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So, you know, going back to Amy's original note about how people who get hurt on vacation are the lamest, apparently it's all of us. We all are lame on vacation.
It just means you're having fun. Except the people that called in and rolled their ankle before they even got on the plane and stuff. Those are the lame ones.
Right. Leaving the house.
If you're out there
right?
having fun. And
packing in the bathroom and slicing your finger, falling down. Yes. Those might be lame. What do you say out of all of them? If we had to pick one that was the worst, I'm going to vote for the punctured eyeball.
I think the punctured eyeball. Yeah. In Kauai. I've done that hike in Kauai. That's a wicked hike. How did she get back down? Like one eye? Now that's a tough person.
You know, you got a hand up over that one eye the whole
the
time.
The rest of the way back.
Thank you for making us laugh and for making us shudder a little bit this morning.